This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's Democratic members of Congress are trying again on a large public lands bill. The CORE Act would extend new protections to around 400,000 acres in the state. It was introduced last year, but CPR's Caitlin Kim says it was doomed by opposition from Colorado's Republican congressmen and the White House.
Concerns were raised by the Trump administration over the potential land use restrictions like limitations on motorized activities. The Bureau of Land Management under the Trump administration had raised concerns about restrictions on mining and mineral development on some of the lands. That's most likely in reference to the Thompson Divide.
With President Biden in office and the Senate in Democratic hands, backers of the CORE Act think they have a much better chance this year. Police say a 95-year-old resident of Lafayette Assisted Living Facility is in custody after allegedly shooting an employee at the center. Police say the employee is a man in his 40s, but have not released his or the suspect's names. The victim was placed on life support after the shooting, which occurred near the entrance of Legacy Assisted Living. The facility was locked down and police found the male suspect in his room. There is a lot about aging that's confusing and isolating, particularly during a pandemic. So let's talk about it with WNYC's Death, Sex, and Money podcast. Starting at 6 tonight, our very own Joanne Allen and Death, Sex, and Money's Anna Sale will lead a national conversation about aging during a live call-in special called Getting Real about getting older. People 60 and older can call in to share what their lives are like right now and what's changed for them about aging during the past year. CPR News and KRCC will broadcast the live two-hour show starting in just half an hour. If you want to call in and share your experience, that number to call is 844-745-8255. Again, that number is 844-745-8255. And coming up later this hour, some polls show up to a third of Americans are still unsure about getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Well, there are some teenagers who'd like to talk to them, like this one who hopes to encourage her hesitant grandmother.
She is a stubborn woman, so we'll see. But I think if I bring in the science, she'll have to listen.
Stay tuned.